Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday and time for another slice of fresh bread. There are 15 appearances of the risen Christ after his resurrection and prior to his ascension. John records a number of them, John chapter 20, verse 11 through verse 18. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Well, this is a glorious testimony of the risen Savior, his ministry to Mary Magdalene. There are multiple appearances that Jesus made. Four of them were personal, and this is one of those personal appearances. He makes it to Mary Magdalene, and she is now aware that he is risen from this personal encounter. As you can see, she looks into the tomb, and it has rightly been observed that the stone was taken away. Remember how John says that the stone wasn't just rolled away, it was taken away. It's not just merely moving up and down the trough, but the Spirit of God, Romans 1:4 tells us, blew the stone away, took it away, and there this multi-ton stone stands at a distance by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it wasn't so much to let Jesus out. Jesus went in and out of rooms with the doors closed. But the stone was taken away to let us know, A, he is risen, and B, come in and take a look. John is constantly has Jesus on trial, what he said and what he's done. And here we've got, again, witnesses. You got two angels that are witnesses. You've got Mary that's a witness. And then Mary goes back and she bears witness to the disciples that Jesus is risen. Now notice what Jesus says, "Don't cling to me." Now that phrase, "cling to me," doesn't just mean don't touch me. It's not something superstitious, because he's going to let Thomas put his hands on him. That's not the issue. He's saying, "Don't cling to me. Don't hold on to me." Obviously, Mary has now seen the risen Lord, and she doesn't want to lose him again. She is holding tight. And Jesus is letting her know, "Mary, I'm risen, but I'm not going to stay here. I am going to ascend. I am going to ascend to my Father. I am returning from the throne from where I came." He humbled himself to come into this world, to go to the cross, to die for our sins. Now, God has highly exalted him in the resurrection, and he is about to ascend in just a few days later, after he has made these appearances and given these post-resurrection, pre-ascension seminars to his disciples and to others, and all of these appearances that later the Apostle Paul says that at one of them you got 500 people you can go talk to. So here are all of these appearances of Jesus, but what is he telling us? "I'm finished, I've done the work, and now I am going to ascend back to the Father who has sent me into this world. So Mary, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. Now you go tell the disciples what I'm going to do, and you tell them I am risen, and I will ascend." Now he has this marvelous ministry that very night he is going to start with them. And we are now, tomorrow, going to see how he starts that ministry in a third appearance recorded in John. This time, back to where he started the very supper and where he went from there to the garden, back to that upper room. He is going to appear to them. What an encounter that is. But don't lose this encounter. See, Mary, I'm risen. Don't hold on to me. Give me away. Announce to others, he is risen, ascended, and by the way, he's coming again. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.